A divinely inspired being is an angel. A divinely inspired being is an angel. Are you an angel? Are you a divinely inspired being? Are you a being that listens within yourself to hear all of the magic that goes on in your world, to hear all of the magic that goes on in your life and says, yes, 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 that's me. Yes, 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 that's me. What is a divinely inspired being? A divinely inspired being is one who listens within and knows the truth about themselves. A divinely inspired being is one who knows what they're doing is correct and what they're doing is the only thing to do. They don't think about what they'd like to do or what they'd wish to do. They just do it. They just act upon their inner wisdom and live their life in a most beautiful, glorious way. Are you able to live your life in a most beautiful, glorious way? Are you able to live your life in such a fantastic manner that everything you do is glorious and good? Are you able to live your life in such a fabulous way that everything you do makes you happy? Everything you do makes you feel fulfilled and delighted? If you do, then you can be sure you are a divine being. You're living according to your divine self. You're living according to that self within you that knows all and is all right now. When you're ready and willing and able to act from your inner self, when you're ready, willing, and able to act from your divine self, you'll find that you are indeed an angel. That everything you do is delightful and wonderful and fabulous and glorious and good. Yes, everything you do is monumentally glorious. Are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready for living such a life? Are you ready for being the kind of person that you really are? Are you ready to be an angel? I don't mean a dead being, someone who has moved on in their dimension of life. I mean a live angel, a very, very live angel, one that is walking right with you and me through every experience of life. I mean someone who really knows and cares who we are. Are you ready to be that? Are you ready to be that live angel right now? And experience life in all its glory, in all its magic, in all its wonder, in all its goodness. Are you ready? Well, if you're ready, then it's ready for you, because that's what life's all about. That's what life's all about, is for living fully and well right now. If you're ready for that, then you're ready to have the most wonderful experiences that life could ever offer to anyone. If you're ready for that, then you're ready to be all that you are. You're ready to be all that you can be, all that you know how to be. You're ready to be your divine self. You're ready to be God. Yes? You're ready to be God. Because if you act according to that inner wisdom, if you act according to that inner genius, if you act according to that inner self that you are, then you are indeed acting according to the divine within you, God in you, as you, through everything you do. Now, is this important to you? Is it important for you to be who you really are? Is it important to be an angel? People do nice things and people say, oh, you're an angel. You're so lovely for doing that. Well, they don't know how true that is. They don't know how true that is. That is an angel. They were able to see an angel at work. Yes. Each one of us is an angel. And each one of us see an angel at work when we let go and let the divine in us guide us, direct us, lead us, show us the way, and let us be who we really are. Now, when do you want to start being an angel? When do you want to start being a loving person? When do you want to start doing glorious things for yourself and for everyone in your world? When do you want to start? And now is a good time, isn't it? Oh, yes, indeed. Now is a very good time. And if you want to do that now, you can do it now. If you want to be that now, you can be that now. If you want to live that now, you can live that now. Because that's who you are. That's who you are, and that's who I am. That's the wonderful thing of life, the wonderful thing of where we are in this world and what we're doing in this world. Are you a wonderful person? Are you a fabulous person? Are you a glorious person? Are you a fantastic being, someone who just is beyond imagination? Are you someone who is so fabulous that every time you turn around, you feel good about yourself? Do you feel good about everything that you do and everything that you say and everything that you are? If you do, you can be sure you're being an angel. You're being an angel. And that is a lovely thing to be. A living angel, a dynamic angel, a fantastic angel, an angel of love, of peace, of joy, of harmony, of goodness, an angel of all that is beautiful and all that is now. Are you ready for such a life? Are you ready for such an experience in every area of your life? Everything that you do is what an angel does. Everything that you do is what an angel does. Can you be that? Do you want to be that? You can. Do you want to really be everything you do is what an angel does? And if everything that you do is what an angel does, you can be sure that you are a fabulous, glorious, magnificent being, a fabulous, glorious, magnificent angel in every area of your life. To begin to be an angel, you just say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you start liking yourself, you'll start liking every single being in your world. When you start liking yourself, you'll start liking every single circumstance in your world. When you start liking yourself, you'll start liking all of the glorious activities that go on in your world. When you start liking yourself, you will be the ideal angel under all circumstances. You'll be the ideal angel under all circumstances in every way and every shape and every form. And everyone will think of you as an angel. Now, they're not going to think that you're God or that you're better than they are or that you're an angel and that you are special beyond what they are. They're just going to think, now, wasn't that nice? See, that's what angels do. Wasn't that nice? That was so nice. That was so nice. Now, can you do things that are so nice all the time? Sure can. Can you live your life all the time as a glorious being, as a sensitive, caring being? Yes, you can. Do you want to do that? Do you want to live all of your life as a sensitive, caring being? Do you want to do that? If you want to do that, then you can be sure that your life is truly wonderful, that your life is truly glorious, that your life is truly marvelous, that your life goes beyond measure. It goes beyond what the ordinary is and into the extraordinary. And when it goes in that extraordinary way of being, you can be sure that that's the divine in you, the angel in you shining forth in every beautiful, wonderful way. And you can do it. It doesn't mean you have to do something special. Just be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and give of yourself. Shine forth of yourself under all circumstances, and everyone will look at you and say, wow, that's nice. What a great person that is. What a great being that is. How they're so like an angel. They're so like an angel, always being wonderful and good. And can you think of anything better being said about you? Can you think of anything better being said in your world, that you are not only divine, that you are an angel? Live that angel self of yourself now, and watch how wonderful that angel self of yours is. And know that as I see you as an angel, I see me as an angel, I love you. I love you. I love you.